Hi, my name is Maya Blackwood.
Hi, my name is Yaliz Taran.
I'm Eva Murphy, and this is Spoken Youth. This March is our two-year mark of being in the pandemic, which changed all of our lives drastically. In this episode, we wanted to reflect on where we were then and where we are now, because many of us know, as students, we face many challenges and transitions and could have not imagined where we are now.
2 years ago, I was a freshman student at Kappa, but when it first was announced, I was at school. I was already trying to plot my way out of school because there was nobody there. And I didn't even have any idea why no one was there. But then I heard COVID. I heard about COVID for the first time. And my first thoughts were literally, this is only going to last 2 weeks. We'll probably be right back in school. And we weren't. I ended up wishing to go back to school. And it just felt like that March went into that summer. And then the pandemic just started getting worse from there.
For me, the past 2 years has been a lot. There has been a lot of change that happened in my life. I remember 2 years ago, I was a sophomore in high school. I remember the last day of school, I did not go to school. And it was rare for me because I usually always go to school. But for me, for some reason, this day, I just did not want to go. And I remember my mom getting a phone call home, letting my family know that we won't be back in school, in the school building for 2 weeks because of COVID-19. And at the time, I didn't realize how bad COVID was. I didn't really understand what it was either. I'm pretty sure we were all just figuring out what it actually was. And after those 2 weeks ended, my mom got another phone call home, letting her know that they will send us an email when we are gonna go back in the building. 2 months before the school year ended, I remember that my mom got another phone call, letting us know that the school was gonna get shut down. Not only was I not going to see my friends for the rest of the school year, but I was not going to ever see them again in the school building. After that happened, I remember having to switch schools while there was a pandemic. And so for my junior year, it was virtual and I was in a new school. So I didn't know anybody until my senior year, where I was in that school for 1 month. Because then I ended up moving to a different state. And so I had to start another school. COVID did have a big impact in my life.
Wow, that was a lot. It's actually been almost 2 years and a few more weeks. It'll be that day again, March 11th, the day that it was announced that COVID was a pandemic. And it just makes you think about where we are now compared to 2 years ago. Thinking about it, 2 years ago, mandatory being indoors for months really lets you to just figure yourself out. After being in online school for a year, for my freshman year and for sophomore year, I realized that it was more for me than I ever expected it to be. So not being in a building with kids my age has been definitely new and different. What about you, Elise?
2 years later for me, I am now a senior in high school. I am applying to colleges. I'm doing all this big kid stuff. I'm 18 now. Like I said, there's been a lot that happened the past 2 years that made me who I am now. And I can probably say that I'm the happiest that I've ever been. Not only like school-wise, but I'll say like I'm living in a good neighborhood. Like I feel safer where I am now. I have better friends. And even though the past 2 years were very rough, I feel like they were also worth it, because if these past 2 years didn't happen, I'm pretty sure I would not be where I am right now. And I like where I am right now.
The past 2 years have definitely been quite something. And thinking about the fact that even though they've been such a struggle, that now some people are at the happiest points that they've ever been in their life, including myself. And it makes me like think about it. Like, how were we able to even find this silver lining within COVID and a literal pandemic?